approval of the beds that we did. They were very kind to us. They made many suggestions on taking walls out, taking the bars out. When the facility was built, it was built where it could withstand an attack, a nuclear attack, I think. The walls are very, very thick. The facility was very wore out and in great need of repair. The programming with the capacity for 50 inmates was completed, a programming room for the prisoners to have programming. This Court Street jail was not air-conditioned. It was, at times, it'd be 114, 116 degrees inside. It was getting to the point to where it was too hot even for the employees to be in the facility. It was often overcrowded, way beyond capacity. When we were doing the construction phase to put a new air conditioning unit in, a central air conditioning unit, it was close to $500,000. But after talking to Chuck, Commissioner Furman, and Steve Best from Resolutions and our staff, we come up with an alternative, which is $125,000, which were window air conditions. The window air conditions, there's approximately 25 of them, can be replaced as they go out. It's a temporary fix. This facility probably, hopefully, won't be around 20 years from now, but it may. It's, you know, we do it a day at a time in this business. The most important thing that I wanted to bring to everybody's attention today is that we use 64,837 inmate hours were used in the renovation of the facility. The prevailing wage for labor in the workforce is $28.67 per hour. Using that number, we came up with a total cost savings of $1.8 million was saved by using inmate labor. In my calculations, which you, the commissioners, know I always round up, I was in a different class, in a math class. I always round up when it's to my advantage. So I'm going to round these numbers up to $2 million. It's close to $2 million that would have been used at prevailing wage. Now, we use prevailing wage in some of these, the electrical work, the plumbing work, and we hired licensed people to do that work. Near the completion of the project, we opened a cooling zone for the residents for Butler County. Who would have thought 5-6 years ago when it was 114 degrees that we would have a heat emergency and that we would use the Court Street Jail for cooling off of people who did not have air conditions or the humidity was so in a heat emergency. We had approximately 6 to 8 people in our jail in a 2-day period. It was staffed with volunteers from the sheriff's office, and we actually used it for a cooling facility. Again, I wanted to thank the commissioners for their insight in building this facility, rebuilding, reconstruction. My estimate, and this is just an approximate estimate, they would have cost over $20 million, $20 to $25 million to build a facility such as what we have. If you look at the surrounding counties, the surrounding states in this tri-state area, no one has jail space. Not only do they not have jail space for themselves, they don't have jail space for the other police agencies in their community. We have to be thinking of the possibilities, and the time has come to when criminals migrate temporarily. We've had 3 shootings in this county of law enforcement officers in less than 2 years, 2 in Westchester and 1 at the sheriff's office. And all of these are criminals that migrate, not originally from our county, don't live in our county, but they travel through. We have the space to lock the criminals up, but it was due to the commissioners, their insight, and stepping up to the plate, taking a chance with this facility. It also gives us the capabilities of doing needed maintenance and keeping it up. We are the only game in town, in the state, and in the surrounding states with jail space. Hamilton County still has their prisoners in our facility. I don't know how long it's going to last, approximately 300. We have contracts with the Marshal Service, with ICE, and as we speak, we've had prisoners in and out of our jail this weekend. We've had training going on in our Court Street Jail. That's the title that it's going to take, is Court Street Jail. We've worked through some things at our Court Street facility, been doing it for the past week. Everything seems to be running okay for a facility that has sat for 5 years. But again, I wanted to thank everybody on the commission and Derek for for your diligence and in putting up with the sheriff's office while this project went on. I want to thank Resolutions. Can't do it without them. We spent approximately $1.2 million. Could have been an additional $2 million. We could have easily had $3.5 million in that facility. It appears that we'll have it probably, I suspect that the jail will be full in probably sooner than later. As we speak, we're working with the prisoners and the staff, getting the kinks ironed out of the facility. But I wanted to thank everybody that was here involved, and especially Chuck for those calls in the middle of the night and me wearing him out on jail construction projects, and the same with Derek and the rest of the commission. I'll take any questions if you guys have any questions for me at this point.
Mr. President.
Chuck?
I don't have any questions, Sheriff, just a comment. We both remember what that jail was like from taking prisoners in years ago. But today, it's amazing the change with the pods design, just like the new jail that we have. The prisoners and Steve Best and Gene Glocka and of course, yourself, and they've really done miracles with that jail. And like you said, it is quite a fortress, so it would be a shame not to utilize that. So,
thank you, sir.
Good job. Thank you.
Rick, I toured that jail, and I had the privilege of having to do it by state codes 24 years ago or 25 years ago, and it was not a very nice facility. But I'm going to tell you, unbelievable the difference between then and now. And you guys have done a great job. You've done it with I don't know how you did it for that amount of money, but it's probably the best deal the county's got in any investment that I can remember in the last few years. So it's a great job. It'll make a lot of money for the county taxpayers, and it's going to keep a lot of people off, criminals off the street. So good job.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck. Great job.
Sheriff, just you know, as you know from the beginning, I was a little reluctant because we didn't have a contract. But I see now that you were right with the that you build it and they'll come. And according to Derek and to the office, that we're getting some interest in the to come use our space, which will help us in the paying the jail off, which I think, and I'd like to make a recommendation to the commission that we do that as fast as we possibly can, so we don't, you know, as soon as we do have excess residuals, I guess is the word, that we use that to pay off the jail as fast as we can, because as you mentioned, Sheriff, that you never know how long this is going to last.
No.
And I think that we need to do that as soon as we can. But, you know, my congratulations to you and Steve, sure, and to Gene for doing a great job. And it's a shame we can't find more work for the inmates to do to save the county more money. But also to thank, and I'm sure that we had to have the cooperation of the city of Hamilton with their planning department. So we need to say thank you to them for,
yes, sir,
expediting the plans the way they did. And so thank you.
I said in the beginning we need to do like the government does on some things, but not all things. The federal government is, when they have wars, they don't have enough equipment to fight the wars. But when the wars are over, they mothball things such as ships, and then they bring them back out when they need them. When our jail comes to a point to where we don't have enough prisoners in it, what we've done is we've hired some temporary staff, retirees that are police officers and retired correction officers, part-time, no benefits. At that point, when the prisoners go away, their work goes away. They understand that. They're not going to be losing their jobs. For the most part, we're experimenting with that. I discussed that with Chuck also. And When we no longer need the jail, be it a month at a time, 6 months at a time, we need to close it down. We need to run it as though it's a business, close it down, put everything back in the main jails. When we need it, we open it back up, and we just keep it in repair. It's something that we have that no one else has in the state of Ohio. When the jail inspectors come in, they were shocked at what we done with that old jail. I was shocked when the destruction phase of it, the demolition phase of it, was going on. I never thought it would look, it was hard for me to see through that it would end up where we're at today. But I want to thank everybody. If it wasn't for the support of the commissioners, the project like this can't take place. And I know we take a chance, but it's paid off for us at this point. We're sitting pretty good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Next, we have a public hearing, all about Pet Care, Inc., revolving loan fund. Is there? Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm Janae Norris-Allen with Certified Development Company, Butler County. I'm here today to present a revolving loan fund application for All About Pet Care Incorporated. It is ran by Dr. Matthew Heller and Dr. Jason Tarabella. They currently operate a successful practice, veterinarian practice, in Middletown, where they own the real estate. But they're looking to expand their practice into Monroe, where they're going to be leasing a site. This site is around 2,400 square feet. This application is for the project is $301,000. The revolving loan fund application is for $120,400. Of this, there will be four new jobs created within the next 2 years. And our collateral on this will be a lien on the Middletown real estate. We'll have the personal guarantees of both doctors as well as one of the doctor's wives who owns 50% of their company. And we'll be also placing a lien on their equipment. This, therefore, is a request to approve this application.
Thank you, Janae. Any questions from the commission? Mm-hmm. Anyone in the audience like to address the commission during this public hearing, either for or against? Anyone like to address the commission during this public hearing? Is there a motion?
Move to close public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
I do have a revolving loan fund resolution to approve for All About Pet Care Incorporated.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you're up.
All right. I have two replats here for you today. The first is for River's Edge subdivision. It's in Madison Township along Trenton Franklin Road. What they're looking to do is change the building line in the rear of the property. And the Planning Commission did recommend approval for this.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Galloway?
Yes.
The second replat I have today is the Union Center Commerce Park 34 in Westchester Township, corner of Center Point Drive and Mulhauser Road. The replat is to allow for access to Mulhauser Road from the lot 46. And the planning would recommend approval for this.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Donovan?
Yes.
Everything going okay up there?
First would be to approve minutes from the last meeting, approve travel and training, approve finance resolutions. Under personnel, we have four CSEA resolutions. Under Job and Family Services, approve agreements with MindSeed daycare provider and with UC for workforce vacancy analysis. Approve child daycare contract with the Oxford Elderly Childhood Center. Approve agreements with Butler County Educational Center for community wraparound services and Help Me Grow services. Approve child daycare contract from Miami Valley YMCA. Approve amendment number 3 to agreements with Shared Harvest Food Bank and amendment number 1 with Butler County Educational Center for form services and accept and place on file employees payroll. Under Children's Service, accept and place on file employees payroll. Under Environmental Services, release 1 year maintenance bond for Liberty Falls. Approve encroachment agreement with Dixon Builders. Advertise for bids for analytical and sampling for Butler County Environmental Services pretreatment monitoring program. Authorize Deputy Director to sign application to OEPA for loan assistance. Approve waiver of capacity fees for water and sewer connections at Town Square Urban Park. Approve extension of public sewer services to Port Union Rialto Sanitary Extension. Hire Waterline Maintenance Operator 1. Certified delinquent water and sewer charges to Warren County, Hamilton County, and Butler County auditors. Approve agreement with Exelon Energy Company for a supply of natural gas. Award contract for uniform rental. Approve OPWC disbursement request for meeting meter reading replacement and safety, under county engineer exchange a bond for trails of four bridges, under miscellaneous authorized finance resolutions, approve and execute a lease agreement with Morgan Township trustees for 800 megahertz tower site, and receive and refer bids for Board of Election Phase 1 construction.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a work session at 10 o'clock and 10:30. We have a second quarter investment advisory committee meeting. Is there anyone who would like to address the commission at this time?
Mr. President.
Yes, Chuck.
I have one issue here I wanted to bring up. Within 30 days, Butler County Children's Services will expand intake assessment services to a 24-hour-a-day on-site operation. This means that Children's Services staff will be on-site around the clock. Plan will expand the current second shift and add a third shift at no additional cost to the agency. The agency will continue to work out specific details over the next several weeks. The agency is able to expand services at no additional cost because the cost of the ombudsman and the associated administrative assistant are being assumed into the Department of Job and Family Services. This change continues the commissioner's focus on improving the basics frontline casework. There are several advantages to on-site coverage. Agency staff will be more accessible to the community. Agency staff will be able to develop better relationship with second and third shift community partners such as police, sheriff, court personnel, and medical community. Use staff resources more efficiently. The second and third shift will be scheduled accordingly. It is better for staff under the current on-call system. Caseworkers on call the night before often have to be in on a regular work schedule the next day. Children's Services has always responded to calls after hours, but an on-call system was used. Calls were transferred to a cell phone. So we will have the around-the-clock system, and they're working on that as we speak. That's just one more thing that this commission is working toward for the many changes we have in mind for the Children's Services Bureau.
Any questions on that? We need a recess or declare that we're in recess.